Started to go for a walk and then realized it was 10 degrees out and thought, you know, I don't really want to walk that badly. And then the next thing I know, I've got kids to take to school. I've got stuff going on at home. Class started today. We've had students falling out of the air saying, oh my God, this class is full. I need to take the class. You have to let me in, Mom. Come on, people. Got one guy who said he had a very carefully crafted curriculum plan for his years. This is his first semester in graduate school. And this one class, his first class, the cornerstone of his plan, and it's full. It's like, dude, this is such a well-crafted plan. Why didn't you sign up for it before the first day? This does not bode well for your career as a graduate student. It's not that bad. I got about three. I think I'm up to 24. It was one that got added early. They slipped the cap this morning to 21. I think it's up to 24 now, which is okay with me. I don't have any problem with it. The cap was, I thought, artificially low at 20. But that does sort of take out the people who aren't serious about adding it. They're not willing to write to me and ask, and they don't get in a class. So far, I've said yes, but I've also had to contact this university and say, what's the process here? How do I approve these? Do you need to okay them before I say yes, etc.? And as much as I expect anywhere from 4 to 8 of them to drop out before the end of the second week, adding a couple extra now is no big deal. When they discover they'll have to work for the class, I'll probably cut out some of them. One of the things they have to do at the end of the first month is sign up for a research topic. I've already had two sign up for their topics already, which I'm taking as a positive sign. We'll see if that works. See if they still feel as good about their topic choices at the end of the semester as they do on the first day. That's the thing about research. Is that what sounds like a really cool topic when you begin is quite frequently something you never want to hear from again when you're done. That's cool. It's all part of the process. So as a result, anyway, the morning went by, and then the afternoon is about halfway between lunchtime and pickup time, and I realized, wait a minute, I'm missing something, and it was this, the walk. So I figured I better get my butt out, get myself moving around the block a bit. Get away from the computer. I've been pretty much nailed down all day. Got up around 4:30. Been kind of piddling about. The biggie was the email from Ryden with some book orders in it that had to be shipped and some instructions for where she wants to go next, which is, she really asked me to get Captain Share ready for her so that when she's got double share done, she can go right into Captain's. I don't know how I feel about that. On the one hand, yeah, that's pretty cool. On the other hand, there's still another Ryden author who's been hanging for over a year, and he hasn't got his edits back yet. And we were supposed to be parallel in the pipe so that while I'm reviewing double share edits, she's working on his stuff. She isn't working on any of it at the moment. She's in California tracking down her father's estate and doing work out there. So, I don't know. That beats the hell out of me what we're going to do with this thing. I also got reminded that I owe John Miro a blurb for his Indiegogo promotion. He asked me if I would give him one, and I've been trying to think of something clever to do, and I think I've got an idea for it. I'm not going to spoil it by putting it here. You'll have to go listen to his promos, but I've got one I think that should be cool. The downside is I've got to have it ready for him by, well, like, tomorrow. He asked me last week, and I haven't done anything with it. Let it percolate, so it goes. It is a bit chilly today. It was 10 degrees when I got up. Actually, I think a little bit colder when I got up, but 10 degrees at 7 o'clock. And right now, it's only barely 32, 34. It's really quite chilly. And as you can hear, it's a little breeze come up since I started walking. Or it could just be that I've turned so that I'm now walking into a breeze that was there before and I just didn't notice. So, yeah, I got the kids off to school, but the wife did not go to work today. She's sick again, which causes some difficulty in terms of my ability to get stuff done. I don't know why it causes such difficulty, but it has this effect. And, of course, it doesn't help that I've been kind of hip-deep in coursework pretty much most of the morning. I do have to get this, what's the process, ironed out so that these last three people can get added into the course. So we'll see how that all goes, how that all shakes loose. I really need to get some recording done. Today's the 17th. I only got 13 days left this month. I gotta get some work done. I have to get some production done to me. Because this is supposed to be a production month, so where's my production? Answer, ain't. And really, I only have myself to blame. Trying to work around kids, trying to work around family. All I need to do is to work in spite of them. That was what I used to do, was work in spite of them. When I started recording in my car. But when I did most of my books, I had the house to myself for at least a portion of the day, every day. So getting the recording done wasn't generally much of an issue. As things have gone on and I've done more and more of it, it's impinging more and more on the family. And my wife in particular is not terribly happy about having to sit quietly for an hour or two at a time. And doesn't really get it. So that's kind of an issue. I also need to buy some airline tickets to go to Eugene, Oregon at the end of March. Finally got dates and times for the workshop, so we can book tickets now. I'm going to fly direct to Eugene rather than flying to Portland. That should make things a little bit easier in terms of ground transportation, because I can link up with Deborah Geary in Eugene, and we can rent a car and drive over to Lincoln City together. So that should work out pretty well. And then she'll give me a ride back to the airport when we're done. and they'll fly home on April 1st. Also, geez, I also have to try to remember some of this stuff. I probably should start a to-do list and staple it to my forehead. I've got to reserve my room for cosign. I hope it's not too late. I should be able to get a room. It's a small con. I can't imagine that the hotel is filled up, but you never know. I could wind up at the Red Roof down the hall, down the road. Could be worse. I mean, Red Roof down the road is probably just as nice, not quite as convenient, and I will have a car, so driving back and forth won't be too much of an issue. I'm just going to drive down on Friday afternoon, drive back on Sunday. That's the last weekend of the month. That's coming right up. So I better get my buttocks in gear. Things to do, places to go, people to see. And today I shipped off a big pile of books. I can't imagine that all of these orders came in the last couple of days. So I'm figuring Ryden has been sitting on some orders for a while. I had one that came in too late on Saturday to get shipped, and I got shipped out this morning as well. So, somebody who's looking for a copy of Ravenwood, it's been shipped. I shipped it this morning. I got everything ready so that when I took my younger daughter to school this morning, I just swung by the post office and did the drop-off. So all that stuff was taken care of first thing this morning. It made me feel virtuous, and I've been able to do much else since because everything else is going on. Hikety, hikety, hikety. What I want is second lunches or third lunches. I had too much to eat today. I'm trying to cut back a bit. I think I'm going to make pork chops for dinner. I have some nice pork chops. Pork chops and rice, perhaps. But this is also karate night, I believe, so I have to take elder daughter to karate around 7. I wonder if I can get my laptop, my netbook, configured so that I can start editing Xyferia's call. I've said that like 17 times now, and I'm pretty sure I've got the current version on there since that's probably the last place I touched it. No, that's not true. The last place I touched it was on the treadmill. Version control, pain. That's going to be a great book. I just have to write it now. No, I have to finish writing it now. I have to finish that, so I've got a complete first draft. I said that, like, what, 10 days ago? Somehow, I need to find some focus somewhere. I'm not exactly sure where, but somewhere I need to find some focus. Worked so well in November, at least for a few days. Oh, drat. I don't know how long this thing has been hung. My timer shows 14 minutes and 24 seconds. So I'm guessing that I lost about 5 or 6 minutes somewhere in the middle. It continued to blink the red light, which made me think that we were recording. But the reality is that it was on timeout, and I'm not sure why. It's memory tight again, and I can't figure out now what the trouble is. So I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and I'll talk to you then.